So as I was saying earlier, that this is a very special occasion, and I was contemplating on the difference. Being a householder, you always get invited to birthday parties, and I haven't mentioned that I am going to a birthday party on an appearance day. And gave me an opportunity to actually contemplate and absorb myself deeper in what that means. What is the difference between a birthday party and what is the difference between glorifying or acknowledging someone who's a great soul? And we're all born the same. Everybody is born pretty much naked, without anything. The thing is as we develop, we have an opportunity to develop in different ways. Now, normally when you go to a birthday party, the basis of it is, what do I get, you know, for my birthday? Usually it's based on presents, and it's based on sensual education. And most of the time, usually you don't even see the individual until it's their birthday and then they invite you. So when you go there, to me, it's very boring and inauspicious, so I'm never excited to go to a birthday party. But I was very excited to come here, because here it gives me an opportunity and to share with you on what a Mahatma is, or a great soul, and what is the difference between an individual that is born and leads a very normal life and someone who leads a great life or a glorious life. And I'm not a big pro, I'm not a scholarly, so, but I will try to kind of explain to you my form of meditation. Normally when you go to a party, you know, people think of sensory education, so they drink, they smoke, they do whatever. When I was younger, I went to many parties, even now. I'm invited to many parties, and it's very, very mundane. But coming here, there are certain individuals that take up, they change their life in a sense that what they do is they totally disregard themselves. They absorb themselves in the service of others. And an individual like this, we have this individual here, that ended up sacrificing sense gratification for the benefit of everybody, just by the order of the spiritual master. So, by coming here and acknowledging this, I would like to, you know, explain that great souls, you know, are very, very rare and very precious. And when happens to come and take shelter of them, great, great opportunity. Great opportunity. So, horrible speaker, I apologize. But in fact, I was asked to speak, and because of service, I will do so. But I always say I am a horrible speaker, so they say, well, speak your heart. And there's many things within the heart to bring them out. It's the heart part. You know, so today, you know, I would like to just say that I really appreciate associations, all great souls, especially now like Guru Prabhupada Maharaj. All through the years, I didn't have much association, but what I've seen was very, very encouraging to me. I've seen Guru Prabhupada Maharaj progress in his consciousness by leaps and bounds, which is very, very inspiring to me. I mean, I've seen Maharaj with tears in his eyes, and I don't know if this was out of compassion or if it was out of affection, but it inspired me so much that made me realize that actually, this is what I need to do. I need to absorb myself even deeper in my consciousness. And there's so many other things that has happened that is really encouraging, and I apologize about that. I'm not a very good speaker, or, you know, I have great appreciation, but I can't bring it out in words. But I am here to say this and acknowledge that we have a great soul amongst us. And, and I am very grateful that I am allowed to associate with an individual like this. So, Maharaj, on this day, I'd like to thank you for your encouragement, your guidance, and your inspiration, And they say that the Vaishnavas are more merciful on special occasions. So because this is a special occasion, I am hoping that you might be able to say a few good words to Prabhupada, a few good words to Krishna, and ask them to give me also such drive and encouragement and determination to become an ascetic devotee. So on this day, I would like to thank you, and I pray that you pull me along also, to Prabhupada's lotus feet, to be Krishna's lotus feet. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Acharya Guru. Now we'll have this great Jitendra Guru say a few words, also for application of Maharaj.
Thank you.
Fuday with my law board. He is instrumental in getting this building that Kishore currently resides in for the past 30 years, and a very active community member supporting Kishore's service. So I'm very grateful that he's willing to speak today. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare Krishna, many years, and he always guide us, regularize and engage within a 24 hours. Always give the instruction what to do. And all of you are very lucky that you have this, your guru and his own white guide. So I thank you very much.
Can you hear us?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I know I hear you, but...
Go ahead and speak.
Hello, hi, Krishna Maharaj.
Hi, Bo Kaladri. Hi, Bo.
My advice is to you, and, I want to thank you for keeping me connected to Srila Prabhupada on a practical daily basis. Mars, just a little story for the devotees on how inspiring and dedicated actually I find your service to Prabhupada. After spending, you know, so many days on a very exhausted and tiring yatra and getting sick, then after 14 hours of flying, you land in Chicago, and what is it, 6 in the morning, you call me and say, okay, I'll start with the service. I deeply appreciate that you call me, and in reciprocation, I think you appreciate that my phone is open at 6 in the morning to take your call. So that's the way we've been developing. I'm available 24/7, and you contact me. But honestly, you know, I want to share with the devotees there. You know, you're my godbrother, and we have the same spiritual father, Srila Prabhupada, and I just appreciate how Prabhupada must be, you know, his son. Unlike one of the less talented members of the family, and you know, that when the sons who are productive and powerful are, you know, look back and pull the other, you know, less qualified sons along, I appreciate it, and I know Prabhupada must also appreciate it. As to the devotees, I regret that I didn't do more while Srila Prabhupada was there, so all of you please take advantage of the opportunity. You're linked to the parampara, to a wonderful example, and don't be like me and regret that you didn't do more. I mean, I did some, but it wasn't enough. And now that I'm closer to moving on to my next life than I have, and I look back over 4 years of service in this congress, and, you know, I started taking it one more seriously, and wondering if I'm going to get this issue brought up in my next lifetime. So you should also please just take to heart, you know, that this life is a chance for you to ensure that in your next life you follow the next mission. And, you know, as a disciple of Prabhupada, and having been with Prabhupada, been becoming president for almost 40 years, I'm sure Prabhupada got to be his personal servant. I now see in sharing that with you in my perspective of how Rupa Swami himself preaches, tries to inspire, and from the heart interacts with devotees. He's very relationship oriented, but in a very erudite manner. My experience is he's a valuable link to Srila Prabhupada for all of you. And I can only encourage you to that from my perspective and personal experience with Srila Prabhupada and now my experience with Prabhupada Swami, that please take full advantage. You know, as a guru trying to inspire people to give up sense gratification and accept devotional service and give up attachment, you know, it's such a thankless task. So, thank you, Maharaj. I can talk to the devotees. I mean, each of you have a relationship. You hear Maharaj speak, so that's a relationship. You get to cook for him sometimes or meet with him sometimes. And those leaders who carry on projects under Maharaj and interact with him on an administrative level. And I assist Maharaj in GEC matters. And so we have another relationship. And I see him in that service where many of you won't, and you won't ever know the service that he is offering to the institution of ISKCON that is so dear to Prabhupada. Like the BBT is ordered by Prabhupada to produce books and see the books get distributed, but he also created the ISKCON Society to spread the mission of Lord Chaitanya and save conditioned souls. And that institution is fragile and undergoes changes because Srila Prabhupada has moved on and he's left it in the hands of those of us who follow him. And the service and the depth of service and commitment and sacrifice that Maharaj makes on a daily basis, because I work with him on a daily basis. Work with him may not be the right word. I serve under him voluntarily. You know, in that mood, das, anugas. I take great pleasure in being a servant to his service to Prabhupada and trying to save and protect the organization that Srila Prabhupada started and the organization that's eternal, the Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. So thank you, Maharaj, and please, devotees, again, let me say that you have found a genuine, transparent right medium to the parampara that leads to our Lord. So take full advantage, and hopefully I'll see you all again in our next life and our next mission. Thank you, Maharaj.
See you there, Kalandri.
Thank you, Maharaj.
In one attempt at engaging technology.
It worked. I'm amazed.
It worked. And so we're going to have the grace of Jinnanda Prabhu call in.
Wow.
He's a disciple of Tamal Krishna Maharaj, been serving as a Dallas Temple president for many years, currently the chairman of the North American GDC.
North American Executive Committee.
Executive Committee. He's been working with Maharaj very closely for many years. Wonderful devotee. We're very honored to have him calling in.
Thank you. Hi Krishna, Nityananda Prabhu.
Oh, hi Krishna.
Glorious to Prabhupada. Glad to have you with us.
Thank you, Master. So, you call me again?
What's that?
Good.
Oh, we can hear you very well. We can hear two things, a very loud buzz, and we can hear your voice. But your voice is strong. Okay. But to speak up, and that will be really good.
Yeah, I'll speak up, Master.
Fantastic.
I was like, I was able to hear, I said, oh my God, I can anywhere that I knew and ask them to buy any Bhagavad Gita that they can. So I was on a call with a friend of mine in New York. And I was interested in him to buy 100 Bhagavad Gita because I knew he was a well-known man. And so he said, yes, I'll be happy to do that. And I wanted to talk to somebody who's here. I mean, what's the person here? Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking to myself, I'm waiting. If I could get 100 Bhagavad Gita. And so who walked up the phone? It was Maharaj. So Maharaj gave us a call and he said, it's a nice demonstration. He said, Maharaj, come on, and the Maharaj is trying to distribute as many Bhagavad Gita as I can. And so I'm trying to get my friends to talk to Bhagavad Gita for now. Well, you know, this is New York, right? This is not your zone, is it? It's not my zone. My zone actually to reach the Dallas area. He said, well, we really should be calling here and asking people from New York to be sponsoring books for your book. And I said, well, my dad is not the story, but he really should come to the temple. That's not even the story. So I said, well, Maharaj, I think the best thing we can do is give the book to you. Let's give the book to you. So that worked out nicely. But after that, we got a letter from Maharaj, to Bhakti Maharaj, saying that your disciple is being just naughty here. He's doing things that he's not supposed to be doing. So Maharaj read the letter and he called me in his room. And when I arrived in his room, he sort of threw the letter and said, what is this? What did you do? So I just know the letter was out of the letter and I read the letter. And Maharaj did not put my name on the letter. He didn't put the name of the second defendant or something. I said, you know, that's not me. That's the second defendant. He said, there is no second defendant out here. There is nobody else to call on the phone except you. So he said, it is you. I know it is you. Anyway, there was a big challenge. So that was how I met Maharaj. distributing his book on the book. On a phone call all day. Anyway, then once we were able to meet in person, and now since I joined the North American Leadership Group, I've had very social relations with Maharaj. Yeah, I can say without a shadow of doubt in our that Maharaj is truly Lord of Krishna, greatest of all saints, walking on the planet, and we'll walk in the planet. We're very fortunate to have this association. I have had so much great training from him. Mark Richard wanted to know me. He really wanted to advance the devotee during the administration in his time. So we forced to become a devotee. And getting training from exalted personalities like Maharaj is my greatest of all fortune. There is no way I can repay that debt to finish. All I can do is say, remain at the service of the shelter of the blessed people of the Sweet Maharaj. Thank you very much for this labor of love, being so beautiful, being so exemplary as a devotee and as a leader in our movement. Our movement's future is sure to be from your presence, your association, your training that you're giving. So many wonderful disciples we have, so many followers. I'm very excited by you. Thank you very, very much for that. His Holiness Srila Rupa Swami Maharaj Shri Gurudev Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai.
I have some more service for you. Call you later.
Okay.
You'll like it. It's a nice service.
Thank you.
All right, Krishna.